It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Ilga Weiss.
Our guest today is Deborah Biggs, Executive Director of the Safety Council of the Ozarks. We'll discuss when the local chapter of the National Safety Council was established in Springfield, talk about some of the programs that are offered, and to whom. Deborah has been the Executive Director of the Safety Council of the Ozarks since 2001. Welcome, Deborah, to Making Democracy Work.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation.
The Safety Council of the Ozarks, as I mentioned, is a chapter of the National Safety Council. Please give us a brief history of when the National Safety Council was established and why and by whom.
Well, about 100 years ago, we just celebrated the 100th anniversary of the National Safety Council. They were established in 1913 as the National Council for Industrial Safety. So it was a group of business leaders that got together. It was about a year later, they changed their name to the National Safety Council. So they did several things over the years, and it was several years later in 1953 when President Eisenhower granted a congressional charter to the National Safety Council, really formalizing and recognizing them as the as their leadership and as a leader in safety efforts.
Since ours is a local chapter, I'm curious, how many other local chapters are there all over the country today?
There are around 21 independent chapters. That means we have a relationship with the National Safety Council, but are our own entity. Safety Council of the Ozarks is a nonprofit agency. And then there's about 3 to 4 what we call company-owned chapters. So they're kind of like branch offices of the NSC.
When exactly was our chapter established, and what is its mission?
The Safety Council of the Ozarks started in 1976, and 10 years later in 86, we became a chapter, official chapter of the National Safety Council. And our mission is really very simple. It's to save lives and to prevent injuries through education, training, and services. So that's what we're all about.
To how large a geographic area does the Safety Council of the Ozarks provide its services?
We can provide our services just about anywhere, but each chapter has a designated service area, and ours is 76 counties, which is most of southern Missouri, northwest Arkansas, including Little Rock. And then there's other areas, we don't disclude any other areas if people want to work with us, but that's our designated specific area.
That's quite large.
It's large for a small staff.
Obviously, safety is a concern in all aspects of our lives. Can you give us an overview of the types of programs you offer in different categories?
Sure, and I think the best way to do that is to kind of talk about the departments that we have. We are a membership organization, so companies, we work with a lot of companies, can join, so we offer those kind of services. But we do a lot of occupational safety training. So we work with companies based on whatever their needs are, whatever their individual employee needs are, and provide variety of safety training for them, such as OSHA training or specific training they might need for their location. Then we also offer what we call traffic referral services, and those are our court-ordered programs. So individuals who get traffic tickets or DWIs or whatever it might be, the courts require them to take certain kinds of programs, and we have those programs available to them. And then we do a lot of community programs based on, seat belts and car seats and safe communities and prescription drug abuse and, a variety of things related to that.
And then do you do anything with traffic as well?
The traffic referral service, yes, we do. We work with law enforcement, on various programs. And, in addition to our court order programs related to traffic, we do the behind the wheel driver's education here at Springfield High Schools, and then have our own program and do things along that line too.
Since you talked about the traffic safety category, I'm particularly interested in the teen driving program because teens seem to have the most crashes out of the driving public. So can you elaborate on that?
I think what everybody needs to know is that in the first 12 months or the first 1,000 miles is the deadliest of anybody's lifetime. And what that comes back to is lack of experience. So the more experience that teen drivers can get behind the wheel, hopefully the safer they're going to be. So we do work with the Springfield Public Schools, have partnered with them for a long time and offer the behind the wheel training for the driver's ed programs. And then we just recently started our own behind the wheel driver education program in the hopes to get those kids some additional drive time with experienced and knowledgeable driver's ed teachers. So that's very important, and we make certain that in our program that we have the parents involved and offer them resources and programs that are available to them. I think what parents need to realize is that when their child turns 16, they think they can give them a driver's license and say, here, you're free to go. But I think they need to understand that that lack of experience is going to put them in situations that could put them at risk. So they really need to work with parents and drive with their parents or an adult or somebody for much longer time, even if they have their driver's license, just to get that experience.
You collaborate with many other groups in the area in order to educate the public on safety. Can you name some of them and tell us how you stay in touch, connected with them over the years?
Sure. Well, obviously, you know, our key groups that we work with are the businesses and the courts and the attorneys, because we work very closely with them because of the programs that we have. But in a lot of the other things that we do, we have a connection here with the Management Development Institute here at Missouri State University with some certification programs that we offer for people involved in occupational safety. We work with, kind of depending on what we're doing within the community, will kind of depend on who we're kind of coordinating with at the time. You know, one program in particular is the Safe Communities Program that Springfield and Greene County are designated as an international and national safe community. So we work very closely with, obviously, the hospitals, the city and the county, and law enforcement, and all of the agencies that are involved, fire department, you know, that are involved in those kind of programs. So it's a variety of agencies that we work with, and not only here in Missouri, but, you know, we work with agencies down in Arkansas, have formed a very good relationship with the Arkansas Department of Labor and the conferences that they are doing and presenting, and where they're presenting about the prescription drug abuse, which impacts adults. So to name the number of people we work with and collaborate with is kind of endless, because we believe that, we have this mission, but we can't accomplish that mission unless we're working with a lot of other people.
That's quite an accomplishment to be designated as an international safety community.
You know, Springfield was designated as the third community in the United States and the 113th community worldwide in 2007. They were redesignated again in 2013. And there are about 20 to 30 here in the United States, and there's been a lot more, 200 to 300 worldwide. But at the time that Springfield got that designation, we expanded it to Greene County. It was a very elite group and still is an elite group, because it's a very hard designation to get.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What are your principal sources of funding for all the programs that you administer?
Most of our funds are fee-based. So businesses pay for the training that we offer, and the individuals who come through the traffic programs pay for those services. So the majority of our revenue is based on that. We do get some small grants. Our driver's ed program was funded by a grant from the Allstate Foundation, which we're very thankful for that. We wouldn't have been able to get that up and going. So we do get some small grants for some of the various programs that we offer.
If anyone has some type of safety concern, how can they get in touch with you?
Two different ways. One, obviously we have a Facebook page, so they can reach us through Facebook. Our website is just simply nscozarks.org, and they can contact us through there. Or call us, and I'll give the 800 number, which is 800-334-1349.
Thank you, Deborah, for being here, and thank you for listening. Our guest today has been Deborah Biggs, Executive Director of the Safety Council of the Ozarks, and I'm Ilga Weiss for the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this story and previous ones on the web in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.